Hi, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Why Didn't They Laugh? I'm your host, Owen Benjamin. This is a podcast dedicated to jokes and why people don't laugh at them sometimes. I had a great week. I went to my hometown. I did a show in Oswego, New York, and I got a bunch of clips from it, so you guys are going to enjoy it. Today is also my birthday, which is exciting. I just turned 36, and I just took a bath with my son, who's 7 weeks old, which is really fun because it's the only time he definitely doesn't cry. That's why I'm all about taking baths with him, because it's like every other time sometimes he'll cry, sometimes he won't, but like in the tub, he's just super happy. And I was making my wife laugh because I was like, two little wieners sitting in a tree, P-I-S-S-I, because we both started peeing at one point, because he started peeing, and then I was like, I'm going to go with this dude's vibe. And we both started, because when you're in a tub, it's like, you like want to pee. I'm going to introduce my guests so that they can join in on,
because I'm not sure of the protocol.
My buddies are looking at me like, do we get involved in this? You haven't introed yet. And I was like, yeah, it's a good call. To my left, I have my buddy Tamer Catan's back for third time.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe fourth.
It is the fourth. Yeah, you're right.
And then to my right, John Gabris for the first time.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Has an amazing podcast, High and Mighty. It's featured on HeadGum Network. I don't know. I never know what network stuff's on. I'll like listen to podcasts, and then later it's like, oh, it's on that network. I'm like, I just search things.
It's not till you accidentally listen to the credits of someone else's podcast where you learn it, right?
Like that's, yeah.
When you're like, oops, I didn't skip ahead to the next one. They're like, the Panoply Network. You're like, fuck, now I know things.
And I get panicked. Like, lately I've been really into true crime stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And like benders, like hundreds of episodes.
Of podcast specifically or TV too?
Podcast, yeah. Just podcast.
I feel like I'm trying to get so efficient with podcasts. It's like my DVR where I'm like, if I save 5 seconds, this counts as getting work done.
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, oh, ads, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15. Bingo, I'm
so
back.
So true,
in.
Man. And I'll sometimes do that 15 skippy button.
Yeah.
And I'll go too far. Like I overshot my own Wi-Fi and it just freezes.
Oh, that
and then
is-
it costs me way more time in the long run.
Oh, I hate
that. Happened to you guys?
I do not fully understand the podcast app. I am completely comfortable with saying I'm aged out of an iPhone.
What do you use?
I have the podcast app. I just fully don't, between me and my wife having it, like, sometimes my podcasts are on her. Like, it's very confusing.
Bro, I don't understand how a phone works.
I got Snapchat the other day to try to be hip, and I fucking almost had a heart attack. I was fully overwhelmed. I felt like I was in Lost in Translation.
I know. I don't understand it at all.
It's the first time that, like, young people are... They've got too much control now, man. We need the steering wheel back. The Snapchat is too much. I'm so overstimulated now. It's insane.
Well, there's just too many things.
Yeah,
I think it's gonna go back and it's gonna go back to something really simple, like just email addresses.
I think young kids are doing like that, like analog. Like rebellion kind of thing, you know, like they're like, we don't watch porn. We put our phones down when we hang out, you know?
Yeah. People- they're almost like rebelling to be what our parents wanted us to be.
Yeah. Yeah. But a big wave's coming.
What do you think's coming?
Oculus Rift, the virtual reality stuff. It's coming. It's going to be really big. I think it's going to change everything.
But that's what people said about the Segway.
That's true. That's true.
And then the guy literally drove it off a cliff.
Yeah. I mean, the creator of the Segway accidentally Segwayed off a cliff. Yeah. There's not like a better.
It's pretty awesome.
That's like, that's the worst Segway in comedy history.
It's like a Mexican novela.
That is the modern. That is the modern day Icarus. He flew too close
that's
to the
true.
Cliff.
That's
yeah.
true.
He tried. God was like, nice try, asshole. You're supposed to walk. And
right.
later.
That's true. Oh, another one of those examples is the dude who invented Dr. Atkins.
Yeah.
Died of a heart attack.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
If there is a God, he did that.
Yeah, and God's just super ironic. You had a quote the other day on Twitter. Do you see me like quote you?
Yeah, that was
you
really
go,
nice.
People
thanks.
That say I'll remember this. People that say I'm not religious but I'm spiritual, what I hear is I don't believe in ghosts, but I'm scared of the dark.
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
That is genius.
Thanks, I think that to me, that sounds like people are like, I don't believe in God, but if I die and I... just remember, I'm spiritual if you want to bring me to heaven. I don't want to just not stop existing.
I used to tell my friend, I go, you believe in God the way I believe in the lottery. Right?
That's like, so true.
You'll chip in a buck.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's like how you believe in AAA.
What an insane waste of money, but
just
it's Powerball? Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
So... I was just in my hometown, and it felt really good going home because sometimes I get frustrated being places where everyone is like a really good person. Like, you know, you go to, like, in quotes, like
yeah,
LA,
it's
San
still
Fran,
upstate New York.
No, they're not good people, but right. In a great, very refreshing way. Like, they're just straight cold dickheads, and they love it, and they're always drunk. Like, drunk. You know, like, you'll never hear, like, safe space or cultural appropriation there. Like, nothing. And it's not even because it's political or not political. They just don't give a fuck.
I mean, upstate New York, I'm from Long Island, and I went to school upstate.
Where'd you go upstate?
Well, Poughkeepsie. So, it's technically the Hudson Valley. I know people from upstate get a little frustrated.
That's like being like, I'm a drug addict. I take Tylenol when I'm hurting.
But from Long Island, we call Westchester upstate.
I know. Yeah. You guys have no concept of
we
upstate.
We have no concept. But
That's basically Westeros, and I'm a White Walker.
Yes. To be fair, you are truly a White Walker.
Yeah. And I was giving him credit. And just check this out. This is how hard they drink. I was just saying this.
When I first moved to Los Angeles, that's when I realized that the world isn't like us. There'd be some guy, Harry's like, and I'm like, what's wrong with that dude? And people would be like, he's had too many beers. I'm like, you switch to beer when you go to work. Right? If you act like that, you get a bunch of dicks on your forehead. Right?
Yeah, like in my town, like you never act hammered from beer. Because you'll get beat up, you know? So you got to keep that drunk inside, make sure no one sees it.
Yeah, you're not really, like, the way I grew up, you weren't hammered till like, 1 a.m. Like, you weren't, like, people who...
Well, Long Island drinks, you guys know how to party.
Oh, yeah.
Are you Suffolk or Nassau?
Nassau. We're white trash, and that's, like, part of your upbringing is, like, how many beers can you drink? It's, like, how you thought you met people. Like, I thought I was like,
100%.
If I drink faster in front of people will like me more.
And if you attack them viciously.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
that's another cultural thing that I had to readjust here is like we would make fun of each other and that's how you showed that you're friends. And then here, that's how you get like people will hashtag you on Twitter and start trying to take down your career.
I think I've blown like 12 general meetings. I mean, I know general meetings are completely blowable, but I think I just come in and I'm like, hey, nice fucking pants. Who bought these? You know, all of a sudden I'm like, oh my God, I'm like fucking
that's
Joe
hilarious.
Pesci. Yeah.
It's like VH1 will not work with you.
I think it's the effect of the British.
Explain.
Like you said going from there to L.A., you had to get used to that change. Well, when I went from L.A. to New York, I had to go the other way, right? Like to get comfortable with people like giving me shit, and then I went to England, and it happened more. And I was like, holy shit! It's like this ripple in a pond, where like because California is so far away from that English banter.
Yeah, and then go to Russia and they'll just like kill your dog.
Exactly. Maybe that's the epicenter of violence.
Right.
And then there's just this ripple.
But in
Hawaii, we're like, we love everybody.
Yeah, you go to Japan, so everyone's just giggling and drawing cartoons.
Exactly.
Yeah, in Europe, it is about the banter. And I guess Europe and black people are like the best at fucking busting on each
Absolutely,
other full blown all the time, barbershop style.
Yeah.
There's a town near my town. It's 500 people. It's a lot of trailer parks, and it's called Mexico. So I kind of I ripped on them for that.
Because she'll fucking do it. I mean, she's half Mexican. Like, don't cut me. You know? And so, yeah, it's true. After I'll give a seminar on what a Mexican is, because I know you guys think it's a town. You're like, oh, Mexican, yeah, you're the Speedway. No, wait a minute.
I mean, The reason I think this racism stuff is overblown is because it's just tribalism. Like I was ripping on him in another time where I'm like, you guys don't even see white people as white people. It's like there's Polack Hill. It's like the Polacks are idiots. And then the greasy Dagos, the Italians, you know, they'll trick you out of money. And then the Irish, you know, like we had Catholic Church tribalism where it's like, if you're St. Mary's and you're with a St. Joseph's guy, like, he's going to try and, you know, suck your dick.
The lines will be drawn, yeah. It's like the outsiders and the socias.
That's why, like, here, and it's like, well, white people and black people, it's like, no, there's always just a ratio of tribes.
Yeah, or, like, white people casually say Latinos, but there is, like, an insane hierarchy and, like, you know, everyone's like, no, don't you dare call me Mexican. It's like, what? I'm sorry.
Yeah. I know, I love that everyone's, like, attacking Trump about this wall, and, like, meanwhile, Mexicans like have a wall between them and Guatemala. Like they're like, well, yeah, obviously we don't want the dirty Guatemalans coming up to Mexico. It's so like, it's so silly. Like everyone thinks white people, don't get me wrong, I'm not defending Donald Trump, but I'm just saying on that point, it's like everyone has this image that white people have all the power and money and we're just fucking everyone else over when there's so many types of white people.
Oh, I mean, there are countless, especially some of Trump's supporters, don't realize that they are not who Trump is like fighting for. He's not who Trump is promoting. Like,
I know.
You can be poor. You can be trash and be white. You can be like But for some people, it's like, he's got me. He's going to take care of me. He's like, he doesn't give a fuck about your flyover.
But he's funny. And funny goes a long way with poor white people.
Absolutely.
Oh, no shit. And he's a bully.
You know what I think he is? I don't think people are voting for Trump. I think they're voting against Islam. I think they've reached the tipping point.
That's interesting.
You know, where they're going, we're sick of this. We're sick of waiting every couple months and seeing terrorism on our TVs again and again and again. And I think they look at Trump and he reminds them of somebody that might do something about it.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate because...
Because he really can't.
And also the media is only reporting scary shit.
Yeah.
Like, there's huge improvements in Iran and Saudi Arabia as far as, like, women watching educational YouTube videos and being entrepreneurs and all these unbelievable things, and no one's reporting it.
Yeah.
Everyone's just like, another dickhead threw a rock. Yeah. Everyone's like, we need that guy. I can't stand politics anymore, though. It's just so silly.
Yeah.
It's even silly to debate. You know, like, everyone's just like, it's WWF.
It's so true. I got less grossed out watching Two Girls, One Cup the first time than I did watching Trump's last speech.
Well, like, also, even as a...
Yeah, but Hillary and Bernie are also insane people. They're all just like, it's the many, it's like a hydra.
Yeah.
It's the same head, the same monster.
Yeah.
Well, the Hillary Bernie supporters who are like at each other's throats, it's like, come on, guys, we have to be like, we have to just see the forest for the trees. This is the lesser of two evils.
Drives me bananas. Yeah.
It's like, I'm with you, whatever. She's corrupt, he's pointless. Fuck it. We just can't have Trump, right? Like,
but he can't possibly win. It's already decided.
But that's the shit that, like, now people are just open about that. Now government's just kind of like,
that makes me exhale if I'm on.
For me, I have two different feelings about that. One, I don't want him to be president, but also I liked feeling I was in a democracy.
Sure.
And even if he wins the popular vote, the delegates will never let him, or the Electoral College will never allow him to be president. Fact. Yeah. So, you know, that's weird. It's kind of like weird. That piece of shit that was running for student council. It's like,
and he was like the captain of the lacrosse team, and it's like, he didn't actually give a shit about the school, but then he...
But if the other person that I liked more got it and the other dude got more votes, I'd still probably want the piece of shit.
Right.
Because I still want to be in a democracy. It's kind of like that whole, I don't agree with what you say, but I'll defend it with my life thing.
Voltaire?
Yeah, or fucking...
I think that's him.
Yeah, or Mitch Hedberg. I have no idea. But all right, I wanted to show something and then we'll just keep discussing shit. So this is how drunk they got. This is me trying to start one song, and this is how many times...
I was so excited by this setup.
If you shut your fucking mouth, I'm about to sing the song. Do you need that much instant gratification? You're like, I need it now. Shut the fuck up. I mean that in a really nice way.
Okay, that's the first one. Okay, right after. This is right after.
Hey, ladies. You know that feeling. If I can scribe a math, you want to pipe it down a little bit? Let's try one more time. Let's not act like we're fucking nine. We just had sugar for the first time. This is called How It Feels for Us.
Okay, this is round three.
Hey, ladies. Do you have a pacifier? Can you put it in your fucking stupid mouth?
Okay, here's round four. Yeah,
this is called How It Feels for Us. If you open your mouth again, I'll fucking kill you. I won't. I'll just have to keep doing this over and over again. All right.
Oh,
what's that? How did you shop at Ames today? You have a deal at Ames? There you go. Remember Ames? I didn't have a new article of clothing until I went to college, by the way. My mom's like a yard sale legend. She's like, oh, your new suit? I got it for 50 cents. And it doesn't fit, because you're fucking a giant person. Everyone had those pump shoes. My mom got me Voight pumps. And she's like, pumps? They were like a quarter. And I think John Matinka might have pissed on me. All right, this is called... This is called How It Feels for Us.
Okay, so that was the fourth attempt. And of course, she does it again. So I tried a new tactic. So I tried every possible tactic at that point. I tried extreme anger. I tried, like, relating with the story. This is me. This is called sympathy for the devil. This is me trying to understand what the heckler is going through.
What's that? Talk to me? I don't mind it. Hit me. I'm always looking to write you shit. What's that? What's that? Say something. What the fuck did you have to say? No, it might be great. Because I don't usually get heckled. Like, people yell out at my shows, but a lot of times they're like punchline, like things I can use. People usually aren't dicks to me. I think it might be super aggressive eyes that came from fucking our 9-month winners. And usually people are like, you can use zebra on that show. I'm like, no fucking way. That's how I'm always like, what'd you say? But she's probably just hammered stupid. So I don't know. I'm just kidding. I'm sorry.
And then there's this is all trying to get to one joke. So I urge people.
Oh my god.
Yeah, hang on. Which one's this? Because there's some gold here that I'm getting to. It's not just going to be all this. Hang
no,
on.
No. But this is entertaining as hell.
All right, check this out.
What's that?
Sisyphean task.
Talk to me. I don't mind it. Hit me. I'm always looking to write you shit.
Oh no, that was the last one. That was called hammered. Where is it? Or I'll just get right to the. Oh, okay. This is me trying to rationalize her behavior.
Where are you from? Oh, you mean the crazy lady? No, she's cool. She's cool. She just had like a rough week and doesn't understand inner monologues. But she's like a good person. She probably like had a rough week and now it's everyone else's fault. Not my first rodeo, fellas. Done this for 15 straight years. Every city in the fucking country. That is not rare, unfortunately. And it's not his fault. It's some, you know, someone made a weird look at her, and she internalized it, didn't express herself. It festered and it built, and then she got paranoid, she thought everyone was against her, and they aren't. She just can't fucking express herself. And then she has like 9 beers for some reason. And now she wants to yell at the comedian. Because she in her head wants a microphone. But she'll never get one because she doesn't have any skills. So that's my goddamn life.
Okay, so at that point, I think I have settled them down. This is fun, right? Is this too
awesome.
Much of my shit? Okay.
No,
so now I'm hammering her so hard, and there's another dude who's hammered, that someone was like, I could get this feeling like I might have been too hard on her, but I could tell she enjoyed it. So then I shared my past job experience.
They expect me to attack them, and then I'm the bad guy. You know, that's why they fucking do it. I used to get heckled at the Sterling Renaissance Festival. That was my job. I fucking used tomato toast. That was my job. You know, they don't know that these sick fuckers want to be attacked. I know, it's not even secretly. You just openly said I secretly love it. Do you know what secretly means? I secretly love it. Well, then you don't know what the fuck secretly means.
Okay, and this is what I'm building to. Because I'm not a bully. I'm trying to just handle it. And in the end of the day, I ended up spiraling and revealed every single thing about my childhood. Hang on, here we go. That's why I wanted to play this, because it built and built until, because honesty is the only way to handle maniac situations. And it got to the point where I'm like, you guys really want to talk about the fact that you made me this way? All right.
Now I want you to act psychotic. Sweet. What's that? Yeah, I know. It's a very he's very female. Usually guys don't do that.
It's like, okay, so I'm about to do an impersonation of his day, and it quickly just becomes my life.
Hey man, I had a long day. I was at Ace Hardware and a nail went through my fucking boot. And then my cousin fucking kicked me in the dick. And my other cousin was like, maybe Musky got some fucking shit. And one of them hit me. So then one of the cattle ones punched me for no reason. Like, for no reason. And then Kevin Bacon punched me for no reason. And then Tim Kuno shot me in the eye with a BB gun for no reason. I've been wearing a goddamn patch on my eye like a fucking gay pirate for a month. And I'm like, you don't think I got some words to say to you fuckers? Maybe you stop punching me for no fucking reason to tell the fat kid to wear corduroy pants. My bad, my mom put high and by in my fucking pockets. She believes people are good. They're not. You're bad. You beat me a lot. No, you're good. Oh, here we go. I would say what, but I don't care anymore. Someone put a dick in her mouth. It's called a Cleveland pacifier, a big black dick.
And that is the birth of a new thing called the Cleveland pacifier that I just invented, where it's a big black dick in a loud girl's mouth, and then they suck on it like a baby, but it's a big black dick. It's called a Cleveland pacifier. So yeah, I just started ranting about how a kid shot me in the eye with a BB gun when I was 9 and I had to wear a patch on my eye.
It's awesome.
I've never like done a bit about that. It all just came from like, what more do you want from me? But that being said, I had a blast. Like, they're awesome people. They all showed up. They're like very supportive, but they just get hammered.
Sure.
And then they just attack. And if you don't attack them back, they just keep hitting you.
It reminds me of like a Denzel Washington movie, like when a hostage situation, he has to like reveal so much about himself to get the hostage. Like, he's always like, look, I'll take my shirt off. I ain't have no gun. You know, he just does like that. Yeah. Like, that's what you're doing. You're like, no, you don't understand. I'm fucked up. I'm from here. Right. I'm like you. Right. I had an eye patch. Oh, like you're like, you know, you're like, oh, I side with you.
That's
so
true.
Like when you're like, the guy's got a gun, you're like, look, don't shoot me, man. Look, I've been crazy. I know where you're coming from. I've been there. You're like, get in the mind of the killer.
He's like, all right. Okay. Yeah, okay. I know. I have a bomb. But yeah, because I was trying both. It's almost like how you crack sidewalk with hot cold. Yeah. It's like, you shut your fucking bitch mouth. And then I'm like, when I was a boy, and my mom dressed me in corduroy, you know, and it just, I kept going. And then I just realized that they didn't know where they were.
She had woman on cops voice, you know, like that loud, raspy voice that all the ladies on cops have. It's like, she came over here the other day. Yeah, and it's raspy in the background. Yeah. She sounded like she's wasted.
She had my dad was not a good man voice.
She has outdoor furniture in my living room voice.
She has I pledge a sorority for 13 straight years voice.
Dude, I got to tell you though, it was like listening to an emotional seesaw. You know, like how, like, it was rad. It was like watching a bullfighter, you know, where like because it's all justice, right? Like they watch us the way they watch cops. Like, are you going to be appropriate? Because if you're appropriate, we're with you. You're doing a hard job. We support you.
Yeah.
But if you hit one too many times, or if you hit the wrong person,
we're going to start a hashtag.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to start a hashtag and fuck the police. Let's write a song about
it. Audience lives matter.
And it's totally. Exactly. It's the same thing with comics, man. Like, it's all about balance. So watching that was like watching a bullfighter.
And I've developed empathy for these chicks too, because I used to be like, I hate them. And then I was like, they literally probably have had a rough run and they've had too much alcohol, and they see me expressing myself so well and they want to do that. And it's just an inappropriate time.
That's the real bummer of it all, is that they are just trying to have fun too.
Yeah.
Like, they just want to participate. Yeah. And that's the hardest part of all, is where you're like, I understand that you think this is making it better for you and the crowd and me. It's not, trust me, this is not my first time it happening, but you got to like not, you have to choose, right? Do you kill them or do you just do like the Seagal and like move and push them into like a rack of chips or something like that?
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Rescue animals are more aggressive than regular animals.
Interesting.
When people have gone through some shit, sometimes they don't know how to play indoors. You know, and you
it's
need
scar tissue.
It is. It's, and you need like a Caesar Milan to go psh.
Yeah, if you're choosing to live in upstate New York, you're asking for PTSD.
Totally.
Yeah, you're like, if you're choosing, like, this is where I'm going to spend the rest of my life. Yeah. You're like, you know that there's one of the greatest cities in the world 2.5 hours south of here.
I know, but it's 6 hours south of us, but I know that's your worldview. But it's also...
Sorry, for me, it's 20 minutes west on a train, and my guys I grew up with are like, fuck this city, it's for fags.
You're
like,
that's hilarious.
What, dude? Yeah. It's the best. Yeah. It's like, fuck that, we just go out there and get wasted.
I also do love upstate New York, because it's like you can have chickens, and it's like it doesn't have that high paced, like an apartment is $2 million.
Oh yeah,
that's what I love about it. But the thing, it's, there's something I was reading in a book. It's called Defensive Phenotype, where what happens is, if you're raised in an environment, this is true, where if you're raised in an environment, the reason a lot of poor people are fat is because if you're raised where there's a lot of like threats to you, and maybe you didn't eat enough, or like maybe you're scared, you don't eat when you're hungry. You eat whenever you get anything.
Sure.
And so it actually changes your genetics.
Sure.
And that also happens with people's mentality. Like, if you're raised in a very high, I have that problem. Like, I was raised in such a hostile area that sometimes I overreact here to things, and it's to my own detriment. I've like had to really work on that, where someone like rubs me the wrong way and I'm like, dude, this guy's a piece of fucking shit.
Yeah.
And people are like, no, dude, you got to like bring... put down the battle axe. Like, you're safe now.
Yeah. You're actually wrong in this. Get that?
I'm 100%
like, yeah, when
wrong
someone tells you
yeah.
that, you're like,
yeah.
actually, no, you're being the asshole. You're like, really? I'm the same way. I grew up in a house where everyone, I think, hated each other. And, everyone fought all the time. So when I left my home and I went to New York City and someone was like, hey, man, I was like, hey, fuck you, man. And everyone's yeah. like, all right, wait, slow down.
Yeah,
you know, like,
totally.
Yeah, I was like, oh.
It's a common thing. They call it intrusive thoughts. Like, my therapist diagnosed me with it. It's not like I wasn't on, like,
yeah,
you know,
hit me with it.
WebMD.
I just learned about this today, so yeah. fill me with fucking
it's
knowledge.
It's a real thing. So my dad used to say messed up things to me and say, like, you disgust me, or, you know, you're stupid. So then I'd be at work as an adult, having never talked to anybody about it or not even realizing that it affected me. But then at work, someone would say, I disagree with you. But what I would hear is, I think you're stupid.
Wow.
And then I'd react as if so I was swinging at ghosts. You know, and then he just taught me. He's like, you've got this. I'm like, how do I fix it? And he just started laughing. He goes, you don't fix it. You just learn to manage it.
It's like a beautiful mind. Like, he kept his little people around.
Yeah,
he just
yeah,
didn't.
Yeah.
He just knew they weren't there. Yeah.
And he said to me this phrase that like, as soon as he said it, my shoulders felt like a weight landed on him. And he said, for you, you have to remember first thought wrong.
Wow.
And I'm like, ugh.
I feel that way with a lot of women that used to bother me when they'd be like, if you're like, hey, how you doing? It's like, I have a boyfriend. Please do not touch me. It's like, I would be like, this chick's a fucking asshole. And now I'm like, what happened to her?
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Like, yeah, it's like you get a level of maturity where you're like, that's coming from somewhere. Like, she's been hurt and now she thinks everyone's going to hurt her.
Yeah.
Like, it's like my dog's like that. Like, she
totally.
Thinks. Like, listen to my contempt for rich people and then the entire crowd's contempt for rich people. Like, there's awesome. A tiny area in Oswego where there's money, and I always give away my keyboard at the end of shows. Like, if you know, I'm just like, not always, but like, if it's not mine, I don't give it away. But but if I like buy a keyboard for a show, I don't want to travel with it, so I give it to someone with a kid. I'm always like, does anybody have a kid who wants to learn? So
that's amazing.
Yeah, but listen, what happens here? But first thought wrong. All right, check this out.
Wait, does anyone here have a little kid that wants to learn the piano? Because I have two shows tonight, and someone can have this. I don't want to fly with it. You got a little kid that wants to learn piano? Yeah, it's all you. Sweet. What's that?
Grace wants a piano.
Who does?
Grace.
Why is that?
Grace Dawson.
Grace Dawson? Oh, cool. Yeah, but you're also, you know, Kingsford Woods, like, not exactly poor. I don't know what the Dawson's like. It's like, I think it's just the ping pong. Buy your own goddamn keyboard. I love you, but it's hilarious. All right, anyway.
Yeah, my first instinct was like,
hilarious.
How dare you?
Yeah.
You know, and I love Dawson. Great guy.
Sure.
Great family. But it's like, I remember their entire basement was dedicated to ping pong, and it was huge. And it's like, this other girl lives in like a trailer.
Yeah.
And she could become like a wonderful piano player. Why don't you just... But, you know.
Justice.
Same time, it's like I sound like a psychopath. That's why I know that my first instinct a lot of times is wrong.
But you got to wonder if the Dawsons are like, hey, we kept our mouth shut this whole fucking show. We behaved correctly. We earned a piano.
Until they asked something from me.
Right. Yeah, that's true. When they say Grace Dot, when they say name, when they name themselves, you're like, all right, chill out, relax.
Yeah, I'm like,
the only person's name everyone in this crowd should know is mine.
Exactly. And it's also like you're in the back of the room.
Right.
So it's like if you were up front, maybe if I recognized you right away.
Yeah.
But I couldn't see him.
But you were on stage, though. It's different.
Friends coming to your show with, especially hometown friends, not your comedy friends, not your new LA friends and New York friends, but your hometown friends, when they come to a show, feel so fucking entitled that they went to high school with you or something like that.
Yeah.
They'll be like, hi, John, like just from the back
right.
during the middle of the
so
set.
True.
I'm like, guys, this is not how this works at
Dude,
all.
Dude, it's Owen. Like, he couldn't get a date. Like, it's fucking Owen.
Yeah.
Like, and there's nothing I can do to prove myself.
Right. And they all also probably think they were the funnier than you back in the day, too.
Totally.
That's the worst part. It's like, all my buddies are like, I'm actually the fucking hysterical one.
And the funny thing is they're right.
Yeah,
I'm not even that funny. I'm just scientific. Like, I can figure it out.
My younger brothers are funnier than I am. I'm just the one who is blind enough in their, like,
you can handle rejection.
Yeah, I'm just like, I'm so egotistical that I'm like, they're wrong about how bad I am.
Yeah,
like,
you can take your 10% sociopathic.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Where, like, someone could be like, he sucks, and you're like, I'll do it again. Like, I know I'm not.
Yeah.
And other people that are actually funnier are like, oh, I should probably quit this business. And we just are so crazy that we just kept doing
it. You have to have something, not necessarily wrong with you, but you have to have like that mutant gene that turned on at some point that is like, whether it's because you're preternaturally witty or whatever it is, or you're just, in my case, just like, no, they're all wrong. I'm working on this.
Same with inventions and shit, though. Like, every time you hear this, like, crazy American hero story, it's always like, Thomas Edison failed 30,000 fucking times until he got the light bulb. And everyone's like, great. And that's like, what's the definition of crazy? Doing something over and over again, thinking that it's going to have a different outcome.
So true.
It's so all the people we look up to are crazy narcissists.
Yeah.
And we're expected to not fucking shoot people.
And they have problems. Yeah, they have problems. Yeah. Like one of my friends said, comics are like strippers that think they're the best dancers.
Hilarious.
You're going, I'm a better dancer than you. It's like, yeah, I'm just not willing to get that naked.
Right.
In front of a bunch
of
strangers.
That's so true, man. You're starting to drop like lines.
Yeah.
Thanks.
What do you mean?
No, but like you're starting to drop knowledge. Like, sometimes comics would just get in that zone where it's like, that just changed my fucking life.
Oh, right.
Like that shit about spirituality versus religion. I've been trying to articulate that forever, and I couldn't do it. And you like just put it in this little capsule.
Less than 140 characters.
That's super nice.
I remember reading that, being like, exactly. It's kind of like the Surgeon General warnings on sodas and shit.
Yeah.
It's like you're basically saying you want to be good, but you're not willing to do anything about it.
Yeah.
Where it's like you're not going to stop soda. Because you don't want to have 1% of your fucking income go down.
Yeah, it's so true.
But you're going to put a warning on it, so now it's other people's fault, even though it's a systemic problem.
Yeah, drink yourself to death. I tried to tell you.
Exactly.
Hey, you saw the label, right?
Yeah. Well, the war on drugs, the war on poverty. It's the biggest bunch of bullshit in the world.
And you've got both the titles of surgeon and general in your name, but yet you can't be more forceful than... Here's my opinion.
That's hilarious.
The two most badass jobs you can have is a general and a surgeon.
People who are...
You're like Captain Ninja.
Exactly.
How about the fact that government are such pussies that they won't even claim it? They pass it off to the Surgeon General.
Exactly.
They're like, according to the Surgeon General, I mean, he may be right or wrong.
Yeah. What kind of a title can we give him so people don't doubt him? How about surgeon? No, more serious.
Way more.
Something with more violence in it. How about a surgeon who's a general? Yeah. Ooh.
Surgeon.
Four-star neurosurgeon.
What is he, some kind of faggot? He's got to see war. Surgeon General.
I'm not taking cigarette advice from someone who wasn't in the fucking foxhole. You're like, yeah. Really? Okay.
Surgeon General Captain America claims that cake may make your dick fat.
That's what it needs to be, though. It needs to be like, The Rock says don't smoke. And I think America would be more on board than the Surgeon General. If The Rock was like, stop drinking soda, you fat fucks.
Totally.
I feel like if he said that, people would be like, yeah, you know, I'm kind of like,
you know,
throwing soda down the toilet.
I think there's real truth to that. I think you have to speak to cavemen like cavemen. And at certain ages, we're more cavemen. Like in Australia, they had a real big speeding problem, and the guy's real macho. Yeah. And then they did this one commercial, and they created this movement where girls wiggle their pinkies. So it'd be these guys showing off in slow motion. And then the camera would pan to two hot girls on the sidewalk going, oh, look. And they all made this connection, like, if you speed and drive aggressively, you got a tiny penis.
Totally.
It was the most effective ad campaign, because all around Australia, if you sped, people told you, you have a little dick.
Totally. Do you remember that character in The Wire who was openly gay and super badass?
Yeah, Omar.
Yeah. He did more for black gay guys in cities
100%.
than every single thing ever. Because there were like,
any PSA you've ever seen.
Oh my God. Because every dude was like, oh, Omar's hard.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, being gay is all right then. Omar fucks, dude. That's fine.
That moment when they just cut back to the stash room after they did the robbery.
Yeah.
He's just kissing that Latino guy. I could feel like people were like,
That's fine. I'm going to run to the bathroom, and it's not because you just said Omar is hard.
I'm working on a bit just called Trump's a faggot.
I love that.
Yeah, because it's like, I'm looking at so many of these Democrats. I was like trying to, I just did a corp. We'll talk about it when you come.
I heard you mention this because everybody's offended, right? Is that what you're
saying? Because you will get no one on your side.
Exactly.
If you say Trump's a faggot.
Exactly.
Right? Because no one can side with that.
Awesome.
Because the super right poor dudes are like,
no way.
Trump's not a faggot. Yeah. And then the left is like, he just said faggot.
Right.
And then you're like, just isolated.
And then everyone else in the middle is like, I have no time for this. I have a family I have to deal with.
Yeah, they're like, we don't vote. It's just like, work will set you free on Auschwitz. Yeah. You know, like, no one's buying into this shit. So let's talk about you. I just focused a ton on myself.
That's fine. Isn't that what podcasts are all about? I have my own podcast. I talk about myself there. We could talk about you here. I'm into this.
No, but I want to learn about you. All right. I want people to learn about you.
Yeah.
You were on Guy Code.
Yes, that is correct. I've been dispensing advice to millennials as a 34-year-old married man talking about friend zones.
Right. Yeah. But see, I feel like dudes like us, like married mid-30s guys, like we know the shit.
Right. Because
it never changes.
It's all the same bullshit. Also, it's like, it's all, you know, thinly veiled misogyny in some weird way of just like, you know, don't act like a chick. Get right. chicks.
But do you ever feel like my parents are professors. Like my mom has her PhD in women's studies. Like I know all of that. But don't you sometimes feel like women are like that kind of? Like,
oh.
Yeah. Like if you're just like, oh my God, like my hair is so messed up today and I just need to like talk. Like they'd be like, you're not fucking me.
No. I know women. I think my wife is like maybe a misogynist. Like to be honest, she's
totally.
Like, you know how women are. And I'm like, I mean, I do. Can I join in on this conversation?
That's
here?
Hilarious. Yeah, because it's not like we're trying to take rights. We're talking about very minimal interpersonal
right.
things.
It's just also as comedians or as whatever I am, you just stereotype people no matter what.
You're you have to.
I've met 25 Jamaican guys in the last 5 years. 24 of them did this thing. I'm going to start assuming that's kind of what a thing a Jamaican guys do.
Totally.
You know, like it's like I've met tons of women. A lot of them lose their cell phones. I'm looking for a lot of women's keys on a regular basis.
Yeah, and a lot of them are cold or hot. Yeah. Like constantly.
Yeah.
Like they don't have a good temperature.
They like to put their feet underneath you or on you.
Totally.
If you're watching TV. Like it's just something that a lot of women do.
I have a weird theory that millennials and the younger generation, they're becoming like robots, like algorithms, because generalizations require nuance. You can't possibly not generalize or else you're a robot. Like you can't, or else you would always be like, that could be ice. It could be, but like you could not function. Like right now,
you would be driving down a road being like, a car could come, a car could not come.
Right, exactly.
That light could be red or green. It's like, just look.
That car could be a tiger in a car outfit. Like there's unlimited possibilities for every scenario. Like right now, this table could be poisonous.
Yeah.
By touching this table, we could be ingesting plutonium. 100%.
But by sitting at 1,000 tables in your lifetime or plus,
right.
You recognize that not. I've had zero poison tables, so that's not something that's on my mind.
And that's the paranoid side. And the other side's even worse, where it's like, just because this burner is red doesn't mean it's hot. That's a generalization.
Yeah.
That's how you burn your fucking hand. You learn over and over again to put things in categories where your brain can't possibly function.
It's actually a sign of a healthy mind. Like my therapist said, you know, that when his least favorite idiom is assuming makes an ass out of you and me. And he goes, that's wrong. Assumptions are a sign of a healthy mind.
100%.
Like if you stopped at a red light or a light goes green, you assume those people are going to stop, like that they're going to follow the rules. Like it's otherwise you'd be frozen. You wouldn't be able to function. But I think the reason.
How about this? Like you could combat the assume thing and be like, you've already assumed that I assume ass is asshole and not donkey. That's already an assumption. Like if someone says assume means ass, you and me, you're assuming that I exist.
Yeah,
because
exactly,
you means that I exist.
Exactly.
You assume you exist and that we're both separate entities.
And you assume I give a shit about your opinion in this current moment. It's like the biggest assumption of all that I give a fuck about you.
You assume culturally I think a buttocks is insulting.
Yeah.
That's also an assumption.
Yeah.
Like if someone says an ass out of you and me, it's like, well, in my culture, an ass is a sign of power because that's your biggest muscles are in your ass and that's where everyone wants to fuck.
Totally. That saying is like an untalented celebrity. It's like, how did you get so big?
How did you get
so famous? How does everybody know about you? You're a terrible saying.
God damn it. Yeah, it's like kale. Like how did you beat your best friend Spinach?
How did you do it? Spinach. It made Popeye strong when we were babies. It had the lead. How did kale?
Who's your fucking uncle?
Objectively, kale tastes worse, right? Objectively, kale is worse than spinach.
And it's worse. Spinach is better for you.
Yeah.
It's easier to grow. It's cheaper. And it tastes better.
But Beyonce puts on a fucking kale shirt and we do whatever,
Yoga
whatever Bay says. Yoga did it?
I think yoga did it. I think yoga like locked arms with kale.
We need to rebrand.
We're about to become a VFW here if we start saying shit like, you know what? Yoga's changed these fucking quiz. You know, all of a
sudden, and we need more of that.
Yeah.
Where are those guys?
They're dying young and alone.
I know. Right? Everyone else is like having a pillow fight with Beyonce Lemonade playing, thinking that it's fucking Beethoven. Because that's another thing about the young kids is if they're not like literally if you reference something from the 80s, they're like, well, I wasn't born yet. It's like, I wasn't born when fucking Mozart existed.
Exactly. Yeah.
Fucking silly
I wasn't
idiot.
Born when Rolling Stones were popular.
Well, totally.
Of course I know. Well, that's the thing that drives me crazy. I'm like, when I talk to younger people, I'm like, your dad didn't make you watch movies? Like, I think growing up, my dad was like, oh, you should see Serpico. You know, like, oh, you should watch this. Like,
by the way, when is like our age, like young dads, not young?
Exactly.
Like mid-30s is now the curmudgeon age.
It's TV. Right? It's advertising. The advertising wants us to emulate young people because young people are the best consumers. They don't compare prices. They don't buy responsibly. And that's who they want us to mimic.
And their income is all disposable.
Exactly.
Young people don't
have
families. Young people don't have mortgages, don't have...
For those of you that don't know, Tamara used to be an executive. Used to be, in advertising from Australia. He's from East L.A. His background is hilarious. It's he's like Jewish, Egyptian, Hispanic. No, you're not Hispanic.
Muslim dad, Jewish mom, but grew up in East L.A.
Yeah. I mean, so that's...
Hispanic by destination.
Yeah, so he's super violent and has a therapist.
My penis looks like a middle finger.
Yeah, like your perspective is just like, you're like that song, I'm Every Woman, but you're like every human. Like you just, like you could be any ethnicity.
It's weird.
It's bizarre.
So, when I lived in Europe, I defended America. When I live in America, I defend Europe. I think it's, and especially, I think because...
You're a war general.
I was always in the middle.
You have the look of like, you are the evolution. Not, I'm not to flatter you, but you are like what we all are going to look like.
God, I miss the Nazis, man. Those are my people.
Oh, thanks. You're what we're going to look like in the future. Owen goes, man, I miss the Nazis.
Yeah, I mean, 6'7", blue-eyed. If I was around in the 30s, I would have been crushing.
Oh, I mean, if I was around in Middle Ages, I'm 300 pounds with a huge beard. I'd be a fucking king.
You would have had 9 wives.
Yeah, I would be a goddamn king.
You would have made England Catholic just to fuck more. That's what Henry VIII did. More like Henry VIII inches. No, my kid's going to be more like a Tamar. He's part of Hispanic now. We browned it up.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice. A little cream in the coffee.
Welcome, by the way, coffee in the
welcome
record,
to the jungle. I obviously don't miss the goddamn Nazis. I even have a Jewish grandmother. I got a little poison in my well. That's how we talk in my white supremacist groups. It's called poison in the well. Kidding. I have no idea if that's even a thing.
I think it sounds like it could be a thing. Like one of those good poisons that heal you.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Talking about weird poison in the well, my grandma's been directly quoted as saying, we think there's a schwarze in the family.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
Like straight, this was said in like 2002. This was not like
it's kind of lovable though.
Yeah.
Like if the person's old enough, racism's hysterical.
Yeah.
It is.
It should be a little more forgivable too.
They can't do anything about it.
Dude, the owner of the Clippers thing was the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Like he, in his lifetime, women couldn't wear pants. Like how much change do you expect from one human fucking being?
Yeah.
Like in my lifetime, we played Smear the Queer in gym class.
Yeah, me too.
By the gym teacher. It was like, hey, kids, hit the queer.
Yeah.
That was our fucking public school.
Yeah. And queer just meant you were carrying the ball at that moment.
Right. It had nothing to do with gay people. Yeah.
You know what?
Like, you never thought gay people. You never like, oh, the ballet dancer. You're like, no, queer just means you hit that person.
And here's the thing. I don't mind that we want to evolve from that, but I think people have been too aggressively attacking people that have been trying to change. And I think that's what's been fueling the Trump train. I really do.
Oh, it's without question.
100%.
Because I find myself liking Trump. And then my other voice goes, but he'd be the worst president. He's Andrew Jackson.
Yeah.
But it's like, but it's hating not him that much.
Yeah.
Because I was always so liberal looking forward to this revolution. And then it came and they became the assholes.
Yeah. Well, then
I was happy for like a year.
And it came and it wasn't the revolution we thought it was. It wasn't like all of a sudden... everyone's equal. It's more like all of a sudden everyone's getting in trouble for not saying everyone's equal all the time. You know what I mean? It was kind of like, oh shit, we got a new boss at work. He's going to change everything around. But instead he's just like constantly reprimanding you for doing anything incorrect. And it's like, oh, is this the change we're getting? Yeah. Cause that's what I feel like it is.
One of it is it's thought homogeny and it's like skin and sexuality is like different, but the thoughts have to be the same. It's like we've neutered, there's no different thinking. Now it's like, oh, look, there's brown, black, white, there's transvestite, there's gay, and we're all the same thought process.
And we all better like Marvel, Captain America, Civil War.
And we all better have the same opinion about Rosa Parks.
And I read this article about millennials, and it was called Why Are Millennials So Uncool? And it was in New York Magazine, and this woman said, that radio was like the last platform where like a single person could speak to a huge population,
right.
Like just a person on their own from, out of their garage band. And that stopped after the 90s because after that they changed the telecommunication laws and the radio stations were able to be bought up by corporations.
Right.
Interesting.
So now we've got, guys like John Legend or whatever, like singers that are now selling grunge inspired jeans at Kmart and we're okay with that. And Beyonce sells Pepsi.
Beyonce's the worst, dude.
That's crazy. Like, And that was never acceptable before. Before, like, we cared about authenticity and whether this person had integrity. And this generation grew up with all Disneyland. And I think that's why they want us to all act the same and speak the same, because that's what they grew up with.
Right. That's also why we want them to not be like that, because what we grew up with, right?
Exactly.
Like that, we have to look at that from our perspective too. It's like, no. Everyone in my school was fine. You punched each other in the face. You called. You used the N-word casually. Like, yeah, it was fine. Then all of a sudden, you're like, wait, maybe I was wrong too. Like, just because I grew up that way and survived doesn't mean it was right either.
Sure.
But like, there's
I'm all about the changes that have happened.
Right.
I just don't like how people now. It's almost like there has to be, like, a powerful dickhead. Like, I thought that was going to change. So I read some amazing thing online once about why the Empire was right in Star Wars. About how, like, right after the Ewoks took over, like, they'd just be, like, warlords and fighting. And it's just like with Avatar. It's like, but they all unified to take down the Sky People, but they blatantly were at war with each other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like everyone envisions just, like, oh, everything's going to be perfect when we're all free. And then it happens, and everyone's like, you can't, like, the transgender bathroom thing is a debate. Like, how can you not debate that? Where it's like, oh, so a dude can throw on a wig and go into a chick's bathroom? Like, that's a fact. Then you have to check dicks. Like, where does it end? Like, all I'm saying is it's a debate.
Who polices it?
Right. Yeah,
because it could be a guy who's not transgender and puts on a wig and goes into a bathroom.
The law always has to think lowest common denominator. Yeah. That's how law works.
Yeah, totally.
So the worst possible thought process. Can that person now go into a girl's bathroom? Some scumbag that throws on a dress, throws on a wig, and now goes into a girl's bathroom and starts whacking off. Whacking off isn't okay, but like, that's possible under those conditions. That's a fact.
Unless he was.
You got to do dick checks? No, literally. It's like, I don't understand. And I'm not anti-trans whatsoever.
Sure.
Zero anti-trans. Yeah. And like, if I say that, I probably just got on a list. I'm dead serious. My piano teacher was trans in 91. Like, I knew trans before when these people were still saying faggot.
Yeah.
And I did Gay Town showing how dumb it is to hate gay people back when I would get death threats from Christian groups. And now if you're not like, think Caitlyn Jenner is a fucking woman of the year when she hasn't been a woman for an entire year, mathematically impossible, you're now a bigot. It's fucking nuts.
Yeah. Well, no one's listening to each other. You know, there's this old saying.
You're so calm. I love your calmness.
No, you
like, I get so jacked up and you're like.
Look, because you're a dad, so you've got higher stakes on the table.
I can't tell if you're like
that's
so chill or insanely self-medicated because you have
no,
like
he's not. He's
going.
Really the, like
I, yeah, you just have like therapist. Such a good, you have a squint and a
well,
smile
thank you, thanks,
and like
man.
A, oh, you know what, man? You know, you're wrong.
It's like he's the hero's journey, like the, you know, like the hero with a thousand faces. Yeah. Like he's seen the devil and come back. And he's like, this is how we must approach it.
Meanwhile, I'm full blown. I'm Dennis Hopper. Like, he's not a smart man.
I'm like, I only slept 2 hours, so I think everything's a threat. Okay, let me know what you think about the trans bathroom thing.
So I think there's this thing I used to hear, the saying that I really like, listening is the cost of being heard. And I think a lot of people now, we're not just looking for somebody to do something wrong. We get credit for it now. If you spot somebody that made a mistake, you get this badge of honor.
Bunch of tattletales.
Bunch of tattletales.
Like Hannibal Buress.
It is.
I'm just kidding. That's a complete joke.
It is. It is a little
just
bit like
Bill
that.
Live,
you
guys.
Get credit.
All I'm saying is I won't party with him now. I know he's a tattle.
But it's
if I happen to rape 60 girls over the course of 50 years, I know that he's dropping a dime on me.
But it's a problem because no one's listening to each other.
Well, yeah. Well, you know? my physics buddy claims it's because we're all
great.
Insulated now.
Yeah.
Where whatever your beliefs are just keeps feeding back into yourself.
And you could find you can find someone that's beliefs line up exactly with you in this chat room, and then you have a different belief about this. You can find out a group of people that, and then you're just in an echo chamber constantly.
And the big debates are always a debate, and people draw it in the line in the sand like it's obvious one way or another. Like Ferguson, there's so many examples of a cop blatantly shooting a black dude that like they're blatantly wrong. And they pick the one where the dude just committed a felony and forensics proved he wasn't on his knees or walking away or with his hands up. So now you have this thing where it's like, okay, there's an abuse of power there. There's too many white cops and not enough black representation. There's a lot of poverty in that town. This is a systemic problem, but that event is debatable.
Yeah.
And that's what it's same with the Beyonce thing. When I got in trouble for that shit, when she raised her fist in black protest for black, what was it? The Black Panthers. The reason I hated it is because the Black Panthers, if you know them, they're anti-capitalist.
Yeah.
They
and she's performing at the Super Bowl.
She is the richest female entertainer in the world.
Yeah.
She is the Black Panthers would despise her.
Yeah, it was,
because they're anti-capitalist. Yeah. If you're truly enlightened with the race problem, you know there's always going to be a bottom. Always. Yeah. And like, I'm pro-capitalist personally, but I hate hypocrisy.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think for her,
it's like the Catholic Church. You take the Jesus, who probably act just like you, by the way, which is like, dude, I'm telling you, my therapist said I can make water out of wine. And you make it into the Catholic Church. Like, that's what I saw with that Beyonce shit. You have the Black Panthers who did what they had to do, some fucked up shit, but like they still were pressed against the wall. And then you have this chick who sold at Target repping them because they're gone now.
Yeah, who's standing on a pile of Pepsi money.
Right.
Well, also using them.
Using them completely.
And that's the thing that's like, if you think about it, it's just so immoral.
As a guy who was molested by a Catholic priest, I know that line in the sand where it's like, oh, you can't hide behind this fucking shit.
Yeah.
All right, so what were you saying before?
I think because of the whole listening is the cause of being heard thing, that we're all just speaking to each other, like all of a sudden we share America no matter what. No matter who wins, you still have to share.
Now with the goddamn Mexicans.
If Trump wins, we have to live here.
Democrats have to share.
I bred with a Mexican.
But that's what's happened. Now it's sport. Now it's like, who's going to win? Who's going to win America? And we're arguing about whether or not Trump is racist, but that's not really why people are voting. They're not voting for Trump. They're voting against Islam.
Right.
They're voting against PC. That's what the conversation should be about.
It's against PC. I'm fine with Islam.
Or we can say they're voting against women, too.
Yeah,
no. Hillary doesn't act female though.
She
acts like a fucking dude.
Yeah, I know, but that is like, we have to say that about her because she's got power in that way. But I feel like a lot of people are going to vote for Trump or Bernie solely because they can't fathom a woman telling them what
if
to do.
If I dildoed a chick with a cigar, my chick's out. Fact. That's why a lot of people aren't viewing Hillary as like this woman, because Bill is a sex addict. So it's literally right out of that House of Cards relationship where it's like, oh, did you fuck the CNN to get us a little more power? That's why women aren't into Hillary, because they smell like that fucking sickness. And I'm way more pro-Hillary than Trump.
Yeah.
But it's still like, it's basically a battle of the sociopaths.
I've never seen anyone under attack like her, though.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I think she's probably the coolest to hang with.
You know what? She's so level-headed through all of this stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's been really cool about it.
But it's not anti-woman to not like a woman.
I agree.
I was against universal health care. I am. Not because I don't want everyone to have health care, but because I know what would happen. Like, our problem is we treat our bodies like fucking shit. It's like, that's our problem. We're very unhealthy.
Yeah.
So it's like, people are like, oh, that means you're racist. I'm like, no. It means I don't want to pay. Right now, I pay $800 a month for healthcare for my family. $800 a month. I haven't been to the doctor in 15 years.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Crazy.
Yeah.
It's like, but all I'm saying is that doesn't make me racist because I disagree with a black guy.
Right.
Not liking Hillary Clinton does not mean you're anti-woman.
Exactly.
No,
people aren't really listening. They hear the word.
I'm saying people who are anti-woman don't. What I'm saying is that, yes, you can dislike Hillary.
Right,
Hillary.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree with you. Yeah.
But I think a lot of people are just like, fuck it, I'll take anyone but a woman.
But they're so dumb.
Oh, wholeheartedly. Yeah.
They're reacting to trigger words instead of having actual conversations. Like, all of our lives, we've been taught to never talk about two things in social environments:
religion
and politics. What are the biggest problems in the world? Religion and politics.
Right.
We're not talking with each other. We're just trying to beat each other, and that's why I think it's getting worse. And this PC is fine. Let's evolve as a society. Yeah, we've got things we want to change, but don't attack people that are trying to evolve with you.
Yeah.
I've seen people get attacked and I'm like, you're creating a bigger problem. You're not
helping.
That's
why I have all these conspiracy theories where I almost think Trump's working for Hillary.
I've heard that before. I don't know.
It's so obvious what it's like you're trying to get a counterpunch out of somebody. Cause it's like people want to change. They want to be better. And you're like, the shit he says, it seems like it's out of like a handbook for how to get a reaction.
There's one thing he said that made me jump over on your side of the boat.
What was
it? And it reminded me so much of when the Beatles said, we're going to be bigger than Jesus Christ, and it ruined the Beatles for a little bit. It was Donald Trump saying, I can go on the street and shoot anybody and I won't lose any votes.
Right.
And to me, that was a moment where I went, this isn't real life.
Yeah.
This guy's trying to
get a reaction.
He's trying to get a
reaction. He's trolling.
He is.
trolling incarnate. That's what he's doing, right? And people are fucking eating it up, which
is
crazy.
I just sympathize with Trump supporters more than most people out here. That's my
problem.
I do too. Because I can't get on Bernie's train because my parents are professors and I know what he's saying is blatant lies. Like, there's never going to be free education in America. It's only going to get more expensive. It has nothing to do with policy either. There's no president that can change that. It's not possible.
There's got to be a way to stop it from getting more expensive.
Right. And they will never do it because it's all big money. Like, the president is a manager at Applebee's.
But we're getting off oil event. Like, we're trying to, right? Which is bringing down the price of gas. Like,
right.
Can't we get off the teat of big college or whatever?
It's all lobbyists, man. It's all like the people who, that's why like Trump could have had an opportunity to be a good guy, but he's the worst. Like, it's whoever's paying for your shit, you side with.
Right.
But there's big lobbyists for colleges. It's a crazy business.
But there's big lobbyists for guns and we want to change that. There's big lobbyists for this and we want to change that. What, like, there's nothing wrong with saying, like, no one's even tried to fucking lower the cost of college. Well, I understand. Like, I mean, it's hard for you to say, sit here and go, both of my parents professors, money's going to, you know, we're going to have colleges going to be expensive forever.
I think it's like what a president is capable of doing isn't even close to that. Like, they're basically, I do a bit about how they're a manager at Applebee's, where it's like, our soup is cold soup, get your new soup. You know, and Trump's like, it's gazpacho, cunt, get the fuck out. And that's why Jimmy Fallon should be president, because he's like, no way. Like, it's literally like, they don't have the power to do that. Like, they have the power for, like, drone strikes and, like, putting in a Supreme Court justice, and they can do some heavy shit, but they can't change entire industries.
Was he saying that is what he'll do, or was he saying that is what he thinks America should be like, and that's what we should work towards?
Either way, I think it's manipulative because it gives people false hope, where it's like, we're going to have free education.
But we're not going to build a wall either.
No chance.
Right. So everyone's got their fucking thing.
Right.
Yeah.
If I was going to go with someone, I'd honestly go with Hillary. Just because she's probably the most... Bernie supporters a lot of times act like cult followers. Yeah. Like, they freak out on Twitter. Oh. They scare me. They want to kill bankers and shit.
I want to support Bernie because I like the idea of swinging the pendulum like super far in one direction and see what happens. Not that the second he gets into the White House, he's not going to come towards center. But what you're saying, the cultish following... People ruin... I want to be an actor. I came to L.A. I took one acting class and I said, I can never do this shit again.
Right.
People ruined the art of acting for me.
That's a good
point.
Like,
yeah. Like, people will always
ruin... I
want
to like Bernie. I think I'm so fired up about it because I want to be like on the good side where everyone's like, oh, we're good people.
Yeah but it's not that.
It's a false flag. You know, and I can't stop pointing it out because I can't live that way where it's like, oh, no, what he's saying is... Of course, I've adopted three fucking dogs. Like, I'm one of those people that's like, yeah, I want to be good. You don't think I want an electric car and fucking have lollipops come out of my cock? But it's like, what he's saying isn't possible. Or the promises. It's kind of like what Obama, I think, was a great president in a lot of ways. But like, when you overpromise, people get pissed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, Guantanamo is still open. Right?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Everything got worse. Like, so many things. We have more prisoners. We have way more debt. I mean, a lot of it wasn't his fault, but it's like when you, what was the thing that the Snowden thing was one of the worst because he said that we're going to have more transparency and it got way worse. There was a whistleblower that we were being complete assholes and he wanted his fucking head in a platter. Like, I just hate liars.
Yeah.
That's what got me into stand up.
But that's what we're going to get no matter what. That's the bummer. All three of these people, every single person that's even gotten to the seat of like junior senator, even like anyone who's like an aide to a fucking House of Representatives guy out of Alaska, he got there doing some fucking sketchy, like,
right,
compromising their beliefs and morals fucking several steps of the way.
And it's so funny how the film industry has moved along in kind. Like, all of our heroes now are morally ambiguous. You know, before, superheroes were either good or they were bad. And now Iron Man has a drinking problem. Do you know what I mean?
Hilarious.
And now we've got this guy who's like this great teacher and
we're
he used to be an engineer.
We're drowning in information.
Right.
We are.
But we're in this morally ambiguous place. And now I find myself forgiving some of the lies. If they're being
totally
used like peacock feathers to present like the ideology, but it's wrong. I shouldn't accept the lies. I shouldn't be like, oh yeah, this is what presidents do, because That's when America starts to act like the third world.
But we are 30% being, we're being lied 30% of the time. Like you're saying, you came from advertising. It's like, we're just watching lies all day long. We're watching television lies. We're listening to lies. Everything we do is
but
lies.
What are we supposed to say to our kids where it's like, don't lie? It's like, but everyone we look up to is a liar. It's like,
There's that great moment in the movie Interstellar when the robot's like, I don't think we'll make it. It's like, what's your honesty setting at? He's like, 95%. Why not 100? He's like, it's been proven that perfect honesty is not the best solution in some situations.
Amazing. It's so true.
My first thought wrong thing, I think it's because I overreact to when I feel like someone's I think Trump supporters are kind of persecuted, and he's such a bad presidential option, but I can't help but have their back. Because in LA, if you say you like Trump, you're fucked. Everyone just attacks you on Facebook. You idiot, racist, sexist, racist. And I'm like, this isn't valid. This is not a valid response.
Yeah. We shouldn't be attacking each other, absolutely.
Wait, you bring up something that I want to talk about that's like my big pet peeve, and you kind of mentioned it before, is people, activism is now also like negative, like the tattletale thing counts as activism. Mm-hmm. Like you're like, hey, Owen, you said this thing incorrect. Hey, guys, let's gather around. Let's fucking crucify Owen because of that Beyonce thing. And then those eight people get to sit around and be like, we helped the world.
And then you sense that you helped, and that's why everything's getting worse.
Right, we can just reblog
like,
all the
help, and it fucking didn't help.
We can repost all the fucking articles we want, and we can comment on every single one of my friends has posted on Facebook. Well, looks like I lost another follower when I saw they posted this pro Trump.
Exactly.
I'm like, how does that help you? How does that help me? Why do you bring this up? Do you think you helped Hillary by unfollowing your uncle, whose world is completely different than the Vietnam vet who lives in Oswego is a completely different person than the improv teacher who lives in LA? And you unfollowing them helped society in some way?
If I wasn't a stand-up comic, I would probably be kind of like that. I'd be like, if you like Trump, you're a fucking idiot. Because I've trolled Trump and shit.
Yeah.
But I travel so much as a comic that it's now like I can't even, there's very few people I can even have conversations with where it's like, oh, I'm anti-gun. It's like, well, in Montana, you need them to kill wolves.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know everyone's life. You know, it's like San Fran's like, we're anti-emission. It's like, no, they're burning coal. You just can't see it. It's in Ohio, you fucking cunt. Yeah. Like, you're a liar. And it's right out of Hunger Games. It's the capital of Hunger Games where they're like, we're good. We're good. It's like, no, there's other districts. And you don't know what's happening there.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like a lot of this like Mexican shit. It's like, what if reform would be better because then you can't exploit them? Then you can't hire them illegally because they're running across the border. What if that's a fucking factor? Yeah. The people are now using them like slave labor because they're so desperate. You pay them $2 an hour and fucking they work in your basement.
Yeah.
Like, how about that is a goddamn problem?
Absolutely.
So the wall thing is insane, but it's like to say immigrant reform. I just think that there's so much exploitation for Mexicans that it's like, that's not an anti-humanitarian statement. It's actually like, how about we stop slavery in America?
Exactly.
Where like you can threaten deportation if you don't fucking work 100 hours a week in my sushi kitchen. Yeah. Like, that's okay.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
This country was built on cheap labor.
Totally. Yeah. We've
prospered under cheap labor for centuries.
Dude, I mean, the war on drugs is, I think, the single biggest problem in America.
I totally agree.
Another moment we all agree with here.
Agree on pretty much everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not pro Trump. I'm anti, like, if you like Trump, you're not my friend. I fucking hate that.
I hate all of that shit. That's the same version of just like, hey, Owen, they called me an asshole outside. Let's go. I'm not going to give you guys the context or anything, but let's go fucking beat the shit out of this dude.
Like, you should be mad at that. You should be as mad at that as you would be about racism, because that's prejudice.
Right.
It's the same thing, like making a massive sweeping judgment about somebody.
That's what people are like, you can't put trans people in a box. It's like, hey, that guy's a Trump supporter, that fucking white trash hater.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. That's my problem.
We just
with it.
Immediately put that person in a box.
Why can't we just have three bathrooms?
Well, why can't we just have... Why don't,
you know what I mean? Like, what if they want...
No, why not?
It's like that. It's like have three bathrooms.
I'll have just single,
I don't even know why
bathrooms.
We use different bathrooms anymore. I
don't want to hear a chick shit, man. That'd be disgusting. Like, I would seriously fucking, I would never go to a public restroom. If I thought there was a chance I could hear a strange woman shitting,
but I don't
know. I would fucking hate that.
It's just because you're not used to it. It just takes a little time.
Yeah, man.
But like also, sushi, I thought sushi was gross when I first tried it.
Yeah, I think sushi
no, I is change,
women's
man.
Fecal matter.
I love it. Listen to dude shit. It's like, but I'm like, I put my dick in my wife.
But if you, What happened that made that start? How did we go from all pooping in the same place, peeing in the same place? All we need to divide. Like, was there one dude going, "Oh, this really kind of turns me on"?
I think that we had such bad like ways of killing bacteria that it was like a great call for a while, and then we like cleaned our shit up, and now we're just kind of doing it.
But I also think, like, why would a woman want to go into a men's room? Like, look at what we do to urinals. There's a fucking toupee in the bottom of every urinal.
Yeah.
So like,
gross.
People reach into their fucking zipper not knowing where their genitals are, right? Like, I've seen more pubic hair in urinals than I could ever, than a barbershop floor. It's fucking raunchy as hell. Yeah.
What kind of barbershop are you going to?
I'm all about, like, if someone identifies as a man, they want to go to a men's room, fine. I'm like, but it's the lowest common denominator legalities to have a problem with. Like, some perv can just stand there all day legally in a wig.
Yeah.
I have a problem with that. What do you think?
I think we should have a box that says, "I don't care." And if that box reaches a certain point, everybody needs to just leave it alone and let people do what they want to do. It's like, it's the first time, I think this is what's cool about getting older. This is the first time where I'm starting to spend more time in the "I don't care" box.
It's like, the best. I know, sometimes I create drama just because I'm on a podcast.
Right? No, it's great. It's great.
what a subtle note.
It's good.
Hey, man, if you could just be, if you could care.
Have you ever seen that Family Guy cutaway where it's like the sitcom that never went, where it's like, "Hey, we're roommates. We get along really well." You know, it's like sometimes, like, as a podcast guy, I almost have to like push conflict a little, or else we're literally just like a bunch of guys having a really nice time. Well, maybe that's fun. Maybe we should do that more often.
To go back, just to keep conflict going for the sake of your podcast.
No, we can just hang out, but, man. I really like your shirt. Is great.
Hey,
I have
thanks,
a similar
man.
One. I'm wearing a
it's
similar
a little
shirt.
Thicker than I want it to be. I'm a little sweaty. Yeah, we're all wearing plaid. We're all white. We're all white comics.
I wouldn't exactly call fucking him white. He was
raised
in East LA.
I was doing it as a compliment.
I've infiltrated the castle, brown people. I'm inside.
That's hilarious.
Attack now.
Tell
Operation
the Dark Knight.
Operation Killdeer. Initiate Operation Killdeer.
Dude, the worst is when you, like, I was a minor in human evolution, so I, like, can't talk race with anyone. Because it's like, you always sound great. If you don't know shit, like, I'm like, "Oh, no, wide noses are great when the air is warm and moist, because you don't have to have all the surface area." And people are like, "Why are you talking about noses?" I'm like, no. White skin is the superior skin if you're north of the Arctic Circle. People are like, "You think white people are superior?" I'm like, "No, I can't talk about anything."
Yeah, but wasn't there like a baseball manager who said, like, "Well, the black guys, they're better in the heat," you know? And it's like, you're not genetically, you're right.
You either believe in evolution or you don't. Evolution's based on reacting to environments. If you're from heat for 20,000 years, you're better in the heat. That's a fucking fact. Because if you weren't better in the heat, the odds that you fucked and procreated is like 0.2% less, and very quickly you're out.
Right. Yeah. We're weeding out the people who can't handle the heat.
That's where the real problem is with the PC stuff. Is like, if you can't have real conversations, then that's bad for humanity. It's not just that you're not being nice. It's that you're stopping us from having an intelligent conversation and understanding what it means to examine life.
Like, a young person would interrupt somebody else and be like, "You're using the wrong pronoun to describe this trans person." And it's like, "Well, I wasn't doing it negatively. I am uninformed, or it's new to me." And we're going to fucking take someone to the task for saying he or she, or, you know.
My nutritionist said not to eat trans fat. I called him a bigot. That's a good one. Well, cool. I mean, I got to do a set pretty soon here.
Oh.
What time is it? 10:40. I probably have a couple more minutes. I love this shit, though. Yeah, because friction causes growth. That's a fact. My mommy always telling me that a root doesn't grow unless there's abrasion with the soil.
Absolutely. We had this thing in college called Socrates Cafe, where a bunch of philosophy majors would sit around and we'd use the Socratic approach. Like, we'd just go, why? I miss that so much, man. Like,
yeah, I miss it too, man.
I think you just pitched us a podcast idea, by the way.
It's called Socratic Approach.
Socratic Approach. It sounds so sexual.
Socratic Cafe.
It sounds like you're trying to hold your load for a while and then you launch.
Sounds like it involves fingers.
Yeah. It does. Sounds like you finger your dick hole.
Oh, the best kind.
Oh, that hurts. So, thank God I've got tiny, tiny, tiny pinkies.
And it's so funny.
Thank God I have a huge urethra. I put a bottle cap in it the right way.
Bro, I have a huge dick hole.
I come bubbles.
Do you come bubbles? Have you ever come to bubble? Is it cummed or came?
I've never had.
Like, I came a bubble. Or is it cummed?
Came.
I came all over myself.
Because I came a bubble. It's like I became a bubble.
I come to bubble.
Come to bubble. I come to bubble.
I crumb to bubble.
Come to bubble. Come to bubble is just a funny phrase. Now
come, come to bubble.
Not to be the resident stoner here, but come to bubble.
Sounds like should be a poem a lot.
It sounds like a reggaeton song. Come to bubble now.
Yeah, and it literally means you launch a bubble out of your huge urethra hole.
That'd be crazy.
Pop.
We got a new pope.
What do you think of the Catholic Church?
They scare me, man. They scare me. All these groups, like, because I studied social psychology, and I do look at us, like, through the lens of social psychology and all that stuff. They're just different teams, different tribes.
Yeah.
This is, people are just people putting on different clothes, going, I'm a leopard. No, you're not. You're just a man.
That's super funny.
You're just a man.
Yeah, the Catholic Church is...
But I'm more than a man, Tamer. I'm a man in a robe.
I like... Is what color is it, though? Because that makes a difference.
White.
Okay, that scares me because I'm a brown man.
How about the Catholic shit with their huge hats?
It's crazy. It's just, it's outer space. Man.
It's crazy that we're like expecting the Catholic Church to get with the modern times on socially when they haven't even gotten like remotely modern with any other element of the religion.
How about this irony? Open-minded people are only open-minded to other open-minded people.
100%.
That's my biggest problem with this anti-Trump shit. It's not liking Donald Trump. It's that you claim to be open-minded only with other people that think like you. That's right. What I don't like about it.
I'm open-minded, agreed. But to be fair, I consider myself open-minded, but I don't want to sit down and listen to someone explain to me why we should carry AR-15s. You know what I mean? Like, I understand, but you're right. I should want to hear that point of view, but there's just some for me that are so swung in the other direction.
I just think it's a communications rift where, like, most people don't want AR-15s. And a lot of people are overreacting because they think that their guns are going to be taken.
Yeah. A lot of people are like me going to the Bernie route of like, fuck it, free college. We got to swing the other way. So these guys who are trying to swing the other way of like, no guns? Well, I'm bringing my AR-15 into Starbucks.
But there's a space in the middle.
Right.
Like, saying, I don't want to listen to a guy saying why we should. But I totally been listening to a guy knowing about why he does. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think by me listening to him and saying, yeah, you know what?
Can I pay you to be my life coach?
No.
Because that you're exactly right. Because it's like every time there's an anti-gun thing, you know, the gun sales go up about 2,000%.
Yeah, it's scary.
Like I know it's the plot of Sherlock Holmes movie with, what's his name?
Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, where like he that one bad guy, Solieri, created the market for all those guns and shit. Like, I can almost see that now with this shit, where it's like they propose an anti-gun bill and it's like 2,000% increase in gun sales. Like, you almost think they own the guns. Like, yeah, that is an advertising move, is like you can document the algorithm and do it over and over again, where it's like, okay, if you threaten guns, they will buy every fucking gun in a gun store.
Yeah.
Let's do this 5 times a year and make $1 billion.
Yeah.
Like, I want to do that.
Yeah, so true. Gun sales are down. Yeah, let's say the Obama's coming for them.
Exactly.
Everyone will go re-up at the fucking ammo store and we'll, you know, and cash influx every quarterly cash influx by threatening to take away guns.
So many people are defined by their enemies. So when their enemy lashes, when they juice up.
Oh, that's what's crazy is that I guarantee there's more people who don't see themselves as liberal as they do anti-conservative. Like,
yeah,
oh,
totally. It's so they lose their definite. If conservatives changed, a bunch of liberals would be like, well, what am I now?
Oh, 100%. You know, and that's happened to me right now with liberals. Like, I've seen myself as liberal my whole life, and I'm like, can you guys not be assholes?
Yeah.
Like, I can't call myself that publicly anymore because I can't stand how you treat people.
Well, now, I mean, they both have negative connotation, but there's, you know, that there's fucking an old stodgy white dude who's just like, I don't give a shit what hole these guys are fucking. I just want to make sure taxes are low because I'm a billionaire. Like, there are guys like that on the Republican side.
Those are the best guys. I love those guys.
But are they unicorns? Did we make them up?
I know tons of those guys. I'll do corporates where I'm hanging with like lobbyists, like high level lobbyists. We're on C-SPAN. You think these dudes are lethal. And in reality, they're like, well, I became this because of this. And it's just very scientific.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not like they even give a shit. They set up all this drama just for us ants to fucking fight it out. And in the end, they don't even give a shit.
Yeah. In the end, everyone's fucking making loot. And we're sitting here arguing over what bathrooms our people are allowed to use.
It's so
and people
fucking
are printing
depressing.
Fucking money what levels above us off of our bullshit.
They're literally jerking off on us. Like, they're launching cum bubbles on our heads.
Come to bubble
and they're
now.
Laughing at us. They literally are laughing at us.
And like, we're all just like, sitting here arguing with each other about, like, no, that's not the right verb to use in this sentence. And fucking, they're up there
being like, I got one verb for you.
Coming $100 bills.
Yeah. Yeah, they just, God, I want to be that guy. Actually, no, I couldn't handle it, though, because you have to constantly live in a deceptive environment. Maybe not. Maybe you hang out with other dudes like that.
But, like, at what point are you, like, is it $65 billion net worth versus $58 billion? Like, if you just paid a couple extra $1 million in taxes, it wouldn't be the undoing of your family.
Well, the only happy billionaires I know are, like, wicked philanthropists.
Right,
or else
they're,
like, disasters of a human being.
Tim Ferriss on his podcast talked about someone he knew one time that had, like, 11 homes around around the world and has never been to 8 of them.
Oh, terrible. Yeah, yeah. And by the way, they're miserable.
Right. Because they have to work to keep up this money. They have to fight to keep the money.
They're slaves.
Yeah, yeah.
The biggest slaves are those dudes and Mexicans.
100%.
Billionaires and Mexicans have very similar lives.
Absolutely.
Because they're working 100 hours a week. They wear the same clothes. It's so the same business shit. They're stressed all the fucking time because they're just trying to reach after that. I do a bit that Julius Caesar took over the world, and what did he get? A salad. Like I do a bit about legacy.
It's funny.
But it's like, it's funny, man. I think the money spot is just to like know you have enough and just kind of tap out. That's why I got that place in Saranac Lake. I might tap out for a while.
Wow.
I'm dead serious.
To go right and...
It's almost like the... Like, how do you get out of... It's kind of like first thought, bad thought. Like, how you have to train yourself to get out of a bad system.
Yeah.
Where in my mind, I'm like, I've accomplished every possible thing I could have. Like, my goal in my career was to tour colleges and have one TV credit. Like, I've had 3 specials. I was on a sitcom for 3 years. I'm not, like, famous or rich, but it's like I'm a upper middle class comedian. And it's like, I'm always stressed out because my mortgage is fucking $6,000 a month.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't have a yard. And it's like my kid, I just think LA people are either going to end up in a gang or boring. Not you, but like, because you went to Australia and you got tats. But it's like, how do you get out of that? How do you be like, fucking, let's just go back to the original plan when I knew more about myself than I know now?
It's the art side, right? There's the art and the business. And every time I focus on the business side, I'm doing what's necessary. But if I stay on that side too long, I start getting less happy.
You got to remember to dive back out and I'm enjoying.
We're making
this is discourse. This is technically discourse at this point, and I'm enjoying.
My dad's
it.
A rhetoric professor. I know. Like someone was telling me, I'm intense. I'm for sure intense. Even though my brother was called intense by Robin Williams. So I'm like the mellow brother. Like literally,
That's
we're
amazing.
At the improv one night, and Robin Williams was here. My brother and him start talking, and they're just clicking rapid fire. You know. And about an hour later, I see them and Robin's like getting grinded down. And my brother's like, but if you think about like Vietnam and Robin just goes, man, you're really intense. And I remember
Jesus
being like,
Christ.
That's the greatest compliment you'll ever get.
100%. That's amazing.
That's like Liberace being like, you're gay. You know?
Thank you.
Yeah. It's like, this dude is gay. And I have a fucking throne for a toilet seat.
Even if I was straight, I'd make that a t-shirt. Liberace called me gay.
Liberace called me gay. That's hilarious.
That's awesome.
That's great.
All right, so plug some shit. Where can people find you?
You can find me at John Gabris on Twitter. No H's in John or Gabris. And you could download my podcast. If you're listening to podcasts, you might be into podcasts. Check out mine. It's
definitely.
Called High and Mighty. Search it on iTunes. And it's more rhetoric.
Smoke a lot of weed?
I do smoke a lot of weed, yeah.
nice.
I'm currently knocking it back. I'm currently bringing it back down a little.
What made you ask that?
Yeah, yeah.
What made you ask that?
High and mighty. I thought it was a pun.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. I'm a big guy, and I smoke a lot of weed. But I also am very full of myself and believe my opinions to be super strong and powerful. So
yeah, but those are fun to listen to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We did a 90-minute. We did a podcast that was talking about the movie Commando. That was as long as the movie Commando. So
hilarious. Yeah. I love even when I disagree with people. Like my favorite comic is Bill Burr.
Oh,
and I'd say 20% of his shit I completely disagree with.
20% of his shit I would not say in front of someone else. And I love it.
I don't think he knows how banking works. But like, I love him. Like, I watch him because I'm trying to. My new motto is I might be wrong, but I'm not lying.
Yeah, I like that.
I like that.
Yeah, like you can be like, oh, I don't think you're, but I can tell you're fucking not lying.
Yeah.
Like, to say like you're just pure in your belief.
That's Howard Stern's secret sauce.
It is.
The whole show is about one word, honesty.
You got it, right? Because people have a fucking bullshit meter now, especially 100%. Now, because it's like back in the day, it was so much easier to lie to people. With 100%.
Everything is checkable. There's like timeline. You know, you can just look at someone's timeline and be like, that's not true. You were not here at when you said you were here.
You don't play for the Seahawks. I'm like, fuck. You're right. Where can people find you, Tamer?
I'm going to be at the Limestone Comedy Festival in June.
Sick.
In Indianapolis for the first time. I'm excited about that.
You love it.
I'm excited, yeah.
But honest fucking hillbillies.
Cool, I like
they'll
that.
Bring it.
I like
heat.
Honest.
But they're good people.
Yeah, I've heard great things, like really good things.
Andy's
I can't
great.
Wait. Yeah, and then I'm doing the Laughing Derby in Louisville in July.
Perfect. And where can people get tickets? Like, what's your website?
TamerKatan.com.
With two T's.
Two T's in the last name and one M in the first.
Nice.
So it looks like Tamer.
So it's Tamer Katan.
Katan, yeah. You got it.
Tamer Katan.
Yeah.
Great fucking name.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, you guys got to see his show. It's insanely good.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate that.
Come on out, Indianapolis.
He overtrusts Bernie Sanders, who looks exactly like my father, and a Muppet. I will be headlining the Hollywood Improv June 18th at 8 p.m. I will be... the Cherokee Casino, May 28th. If you in Oklahoma, if you'll know it if you're in the area. I'm headlining Gotham the weekend of June 24th in New York City, and you can get all this stuff at hugepianist.com. Yeah, get those Hollywood tickets and subscribe, rate, comment on the podcast. I'm selling Full Bellies Empty Balls bumper stickers off my podcast because that's the only real way to have world peace. I do a bit about it, but fuck it. Is there anything else I have to plug? I think that's about it. I don't know.
Congrats on the new baby. And it's your birthday. Happy birthday,
Owen
Benjamin.
Happy birthday, dude. Yeah.
I think that's one of the reasons I went a little off the rails today is because birthdays are always an intense day for me.
You know, I met you at your birthday here last year.
Yeah. That was fun.
That's weird. Today's our anniversary.
I love that you're jamming in a podcast and a show on the day of your birthday.
And I just did a podcast before this.
Yeah.
Well, my wife and I went on a nice Malibu hike today.
Yeah, nice. That's all you need.
That was really fun. It was really beautiful. She's such a wonderful woman. Every now and then, milk will just come out of her tits. And I'm so proud of her.
I want you to do like a dad version of Deep Thoughts, like Jack Handy.
Yeah.
Because I could see it in your podcast when you talk about being a dad. It's like listening to an astronaut on the moon reporting back.
Yeah, because I think if I hadn't met Amy, I may have never been a dad.
Yeah.
Like I was easily just... gonna be a comic who just like had dogs. Yeah. I was fine with that.
Totally.
And then I met a chick where I was like, oh, this is great. Yeah. I mean, the first 2 years were a little rough, but
and that you've got plenty more rough ones to come, but for now it's fucking fantastic.
No, but they were like, you know, the first two were like rough. I think we both were transitioning out of our insane periods.
Oh, that's a great time to meet someone though, when you're both landing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great time to meet.
Yeah, but we grew together.
See, me and my wife did the opposite. We met as we were both taking off. We started dating when we were 20.
Whoa.
So, yeah. So we both...
More time. You got to give me fucking advice, man.
Holy shit. Yeah, I've been fucking the same girl for 13 years.
All you need is one.
Right.
I think
so romantic.
I think people that fuck the same chick a lot like sex more and are more masculine. Because it's almost like if you have to fuck a ton of chicks, you're almost kind of a bitch about it. Because it means you need that much stimulation to get your cock going because you're that much of a little bitch.
Oh, friend.
Like, it's almost like you're constantly having to watch a new movie every fucking 3 minutes. It's like, there's three acts to the movie. You got to stick with one.
Yeah. Also, this movie is fucking good. Why don't we just watch it again?
And it gets better and better. It's weird. Like, I used to have all the... It's kind of like I might be wrong, but I'm not lying. Yeah. I used to fucking think monogamy was stupid.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, you're idiots. You can fuck anyone. Don't let anyone hold you down. And then when you, like, click, you're like... Why did I do that?
Totally.
Like, you can just really get close to one person and have an amazing life.
How many of your single friends have just ruined hanging out with you? You know, like, I have single friends where it's like, can we just have beers? Why do we have to, don't chase pussy tonight.
Oh, dude, I hate it.
I can't stand it. The second their head is on a swivel, beer five, all of my friends' heads, they're looking over my shoulder. I'm like, good night. I'm going home.
Yeah. It's like... I understand when you're 24 and you're trying to get your third BJ.
Yeah.
But like at this point, it's like it's a sign of weakness. It's scar tissue. It's kind of like, who are you trying to prove to? Like, if you love sex, I know dudes that aren't monogamous who love sex and they do it in a nice way where it's like, you know, you have your
people you fuck, but it's not, you're not like predatory.
Right, right.
That predatory shit, it's almost like...
Listen, we're single. It's all we have.
It's winning.
It's all we have.
It's winning. It's what... I think single dudes like to win. They like to fucking take...
Yeah, it's kind of like the 58 billion versus 60 billion.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like if you really love fucking, even if you don't want to be in a relationship, it's like the girl that you fuck three times is pretty cool, that doesn't freak out. Stick with that for a bit.
She'll fuck you four through 11.
Sure. If something organic happens, you're like bowling, another chick sees you trip, she giggles, you fuck her later. Great. But you're not chasing it like a fucking addict.
Yeah.
That's Skid Row trying to get a fix.
Stresses me out.
All right. Good times. I love you guys.
Thanks, man.